Hey, can you open the door? Come on, open up, damn it. I know you're in there. I can see the lights are on from under the door, and these pointed ears aren't just for looks, you know. I can hear you're busy with something in there. Jeez. You're not so dense as to leave something running with the lights on when no one's home, even if you do wind up with that look on your face fairly often. Nothing, huh? Fine, I guess I'll just go back to my room and drink this whole bottle by myself. It really is a shame, though, since I know mead is your favorite. What was it you said? You love its sweetness, but nothing could ever compare to the brew your uncle made back home. Well, I would share a batch I acquired that would make you eat those words. But I guess we'll never know since you're refusing to. Oh. Seems the idea of a beautiful woman begging to be let into your precious hideaway for some enjoyable extracurricular activities doesn't register in that overstuffed head of yours. But the instant alcohol is mentioned, I become your top priority. Well. Maybe not your top priority, since you relegated opening the door for me to that clockwork dragon of yours. Apparently, whatever magic project you've got going on in that labyrinth of glass pipes on your desk seems to have engrossed your attention so much you've forgotten even your most basic manners, like a simple welcome, perhaps, or even offering me a place to sit in this pop-up library you call a dorm room. Right. And how exactly am I supposed to do that? There's nowhere to sit since your ass is currently planted in the only chair in the room, and you have all your precious papers stacked on top of all the furniture in here. I don't really see how I can avoid ruining them without floating a foot in the air. And while I may be an arcanist, I'm not going to use my infinite cosmic power just to make your life easier, especially when I can have you do that for me instead. Would you look at me when you're talking? Thank you. Now, why the hell are you busy obsessing over a final alchemy project now? We just got back from winter break and the Sanguinala celebrations just a few days ago. I mean, finals are months away. Believe me, you can take a break from your preliminary tests for long enough to pretend you know how to be a decent host, you know, and not ask your gift-bearing guest to do your cleaning work for you. Now, are you going to remember some basic etiquette? Or am I going to have to give you some nobility training? There, see? I knew you understood how to treat a lady properly, even if it did take a bit of arm twisting. I'm so happy you finally managed to figure out in those endless hours of studying that a lady should always be offered a seat, even if it means giving up yours. Or, in this case, letting her steal it when you get up to clean. Oh, and what's more, not only do you get to finally justify that bookshelf's existence by doing some much-needed organizing in here, but your little pet can finally get some use outside of menial tasking. Apparently, burnout isn't a concept you've ever heard of, and you just have to keep this little experiment of yours going, though I will say the little quill you have in its tail is a nice touch. Really helps add to that I'm a recluse who spends all day in his room doing everything I can to avoid any and all social interaction. Jeez, that sure is an aesthetic you've mastered, isn't it? Actually, now that we're on the topic of neglecting to do basic tasks because it'll tear you away from your work, have you eaten recently? Right. Well, That doesn't really narrow down if you've had a proper meal or not. What exactly did you have? I keep trying to tell you that just grabbing a bowl of stew and a tankard of your precious mead isn't sufficient for you. And the fact that you drink those watered-down potions of haste for energy like your life depends on it isn't exactly healthy for you at all. No. Don't even think about trying to dodge the question by giving another of your textbook vague answers to get me off your back. No, I want to know. What specifically did you get from the cafeteria? I see. Well, I guess that's not terrible. I'm glad you're finally listening to... Wait, did you say you had pot roast for lunch? Oh, jeez, you really are hopeless, aren't you? Well, because that was yesterday's lunch. And yes, sure, you may have had a nap afterwards, but... Honestly, I have no idea how you've managed to go a full day on just snacking and not even realizing it. Jeez, just what am I gonna do with you? You know, you better thank the gods it's the weekend, or you might have had to have a very awkward explanation to your professors. Yes, how you've managed to get this far on your own baffles me. But luckily, since I'm probably the only friend you have here, I've gotten to know your habits pretty well. Yes, I know you better than you think, and it's a good thing for you too. Ah, well, because I snagged one of those to-go meals from the cafeteria. And since you finally managed to clean up your hoard, we can use the table space for drinks and you can eat something. Now, come on, come sit on the bed across from me, and we can finally get something in you besides energy potions and sweet rolls. Does that sound good? Oh, apparently you agree, even if it is against your will. All right, then. Come sit with me. There. It's nothing fancy since it's just a pre-made takeaway meal, but you go ahead and eat that while I pour the drinks. Oh, this really does pack a certain kind of punch to it. Hell, I'm not certain I've ever had something this potent. Even during my summer trip to the dwarves with my father for those trade negotiations. Oh, but don't ever tell them I said that, though. Old Redbeard would hunt us both down for such a slight against his handiwork. Human, half-breed, or otherwise. I have to admit, though, my father may be admittedly cold at times, but he always seems to know exactly how to get on someone's good side. And the mere mention of my mixed heritage seemed to set them at ease. Oh, hey now, make sure you pace yourself until at least you're done eating. I know it's good, but you haven't had anything substantial to eat all day. And I do at least want to enjoy tonight with you and not your unconscious body. And don't forget, I've seen you drunk before, and once you hit that point, it seems all you ever want to do is sleep. Yes, once you've finished eating, we can really enjoy it. After all, I don't intend to leave here with the bottle, and I'll be damned if we don't get to fully enjoy all of its benefits before the night is over. Ah, jeez. And there you go, downing the whole glass in one swig. You know, you are entirely capable of actually enjoying what you're doing. Rather than just, you know, going through the motions as quickly as possible. Yes, yes, sure. I can give you another. But you know no one is going to take that away from you, so you don't have to eat it so fast. But here, since you're so keen on these drinks, I'll make sure to pace them out for you. And as long as I'm filling your glass, I might as well top mine off, too. Oh, dear. I realize you must be hungry, but the fact you're almost done with that is almost scary. Maybe I really will have to teach you some manners. But before we even think about doing that, we do have this bottle to attend to. And I believe that there should be a toast to accompany it. Now, the only question is what to toast to. I've got one. May we one day be as high in the world as we were in our midterms. Wait a minute. Why are you laughing? All right, I'll admit it. It was a little corny, but that's no reason to laugh at it. And I didn't hear any suggestions from you either. Besides, those scores aren't anything to laugh at. And that's actually the main reason I decided to come over here and celebrate with you. Oh yes, really. As you might recall, we're both in our junior year here and on that master's fast-track program so we can get it once we graduate. In all that time and in all of those hours hunched over a desk in the library studying with all of those exams, you are the only one who's gotten close enough to... Well, you actually make me nervous about keeping that top spot. And given the most recent scores, you might actually take it from me. Granted, yes, I still beat you in the classes that we have together, but overall, you still won. And I figured it would call for some celebration. Even if I do have to deal with your little habits and that smug smile I see creeping across your face. Alright, so there's actually another reason I did come here to see you tonight, but since it's kind of awkward, I think I'm going to get a little closer to you on this bed here. Just to make sure I can get a good look at you and to confirm that you're not lying to me. There we go. Alright, so, I've heard a rumor about you and I just wanted to see if it was true. Granted, I know the old rumor mill can concoct some pretty far-fetched claims out of what seems like nothing more than boredom, but if it's true... Well, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, just that in all honesty, it'd be kind of surprising, you know, given the way you act. Though, well, I guess it isn't too surprising on second thought, and... Well, now I'm just rambling, so I guess I might as well just spit it out. Well, a little birdie told me that you're so obsessed with your work that you've completely ignored any prospects of a romantic relationship. And that you're still a virgin. No. In and of itself, it's not a bad thing if you are. In fact, it's kind of adorable. The reason I care is because of that old myth. You know, the one where anyone who keeps their virginity until they're 30 gets a massive power boost. And, oh, and that adorably panicked reaction tells me everything I wanted to know. What's that? Oh, no. I'm not saying I actually believe those legends. I'm just the kind of girl that likes to hedge her bets. Like the fact that that bottle we finished was laced with a very potent aphrodisiac. Or the fact that I've already tangled you in an enchantment of unnatural lust. I can't have the guy who's already beat me once just keep getting stronger and shutting me out of the top spot. Now can I? Oh, no, no, it's fine. Now relax, lie down, and let me take care of you.